Republican Representative Erin Davis requested the info. She says she's not advocating for cutting Kansas spending. She wanted to see what the option would look like. After getting the numbers, she says the cuts would mean furloughs at some agencies that would impact services.
You know, it's not like they can go from having the toilets cleaned 5 days a week to 2 days a week and have a major savings. What's the effect of this would be that there would be furloughs. So yes, average Kansans would feel this.
The reductions would mean more than $200 million taken from K-12 education. The state's public universities would take $40 million in cuts. The chairman of the Appropriations Committee, Republican Troy Waymaster, says the governor's proposal to dissolve an investment fund to fill the current year's budget hole looks more palatable than the cuts. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.